Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to Afternoon Classics here on KRVS. Coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will be in just a few minutes. She'll be speaking to Mariusz Smoly, the director of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, as well as giving us a rundown of the events calendar in Acadiana. Music begins with a performance by the New York Philharmonic. Leonard Bernstein conducts a performance of Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring. Leonard Bernstein conducted the New York Philharmonic. 25 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
And joining me by telephone is Mariusz Smoly. He is conductor and artistic director of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, here to talk about their upcoming concert taking place this week, Thursday, May 13th. It's called Revive, and that's a pretty good name, Mariusz, because not only will it be virtual, I guess, but it's also going to be live. People will be able to attend this concert, and I guess that feels like revival and rebirth.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I know you all are so happy about that. So just remind us about this past year before we talk specifically about this concert on Thursday. You all have done amazing things and really tried to get your music out to people with virtual concerts in different places. How has that gone?
Well, thank you very much for having me on the air again. About exactly 1 year ago at the same time in May, we need to make very difficult decisions what to do about the upcoming season 2020-2021. And we decided to make a leap of faith and program a season and put it on a line, make it available through, live streaming. And we thought, well, maybe the first three concerts will be online, but certainly by Christmas we'll be back at Hyman. Well, it didn't quite work that way. However, we sort of came a full circle. We decided to call the entire season a season of a revival, hoping that with the months passing, we will be rebuilding, rejuvenating, and sort of coming back full circle to sort of a normal life and normal sharing of culture and being able to play the live concerts again. Well, this circle took us a little bit more than we anticipated, but finally, the last concert of this revival season, which we actually called the Revive, is something that we were hoping for many months, meaning that we can have a normal concert where people are welcome to come in person, purchase a ticket and enjoy live music the way it's supposed to be. So I'm really, really happy about that.
Yes, absolutely. So will there be a virtual component to it as well?
Or? Yes, the concert will be offered in two ways. You may enjoy it same way as the previous concert this season online. There will be a YouTube link sent to everybody who decides to join us that way. And at the same time, everybody is also welcome to see it live and get the true live vibrations of the different sounds and timbres with us in the concert hall, which is actually a church. We're doing this concert at St. Mary's Catholic Church on Doucet Road.
Well, how lovely. I know there's so many people very happy about this. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about, I believe, the final concert in this season for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. You can attend in person this Thursday, May 13th, or you can, of course, listen virtually as well. It will be at St. Mary's Church, and there's always something very special about the architecture of churches. There's something about the sound in them, and I don't know if that determines your choice of music or if it just really adds to the feeling of the music. But let's talk about this concert. How did you choose the pieces for this final Revive concert?
Well, I wanted to find something in music that speaks to the theme of revival, rejuvenating, rebirth. And of course, the first element in a nature that we always experience each year that surrounds us is the springtime, when the nature sort of comes back to life after the winter hibernation. Maybe it's not so very obvious when you live in southwest Louisiana, but if you go a little bit more north, and you may not see leaves on the trees for 4 or 5 months, and then suddenly you see a little green things showing up on the branches, and then a few weeks later there are leaves and there is sun, and the difference in temperature is about 50 or 60 degrees. It's very, very strong, and everybody, all the living creatures can feel it. And I think to some degree, of course, we have it also in the warmer climate like we have in Louisiana. But the fact that the nature has this sort of a natural cycle of being more active and less active and then coming back to life, that very fact inspired many musicians to write wonderful music that somehow represents that feeling of renewed hope, renewed life, and pieces like that are on our program. The central composition is Aaron Copland's music from Appalachian Spring. It's a beautiful ballet that tells a story not only about a spring in the mountains of Pennsylvania, but the beginning of a new life. For those with us who know the story, I will remind you, those who don't know the story, I can tell you that the central sort of heroes of the story of this ballet is a young couple that is getting married, and there's a beautiful celebration of their marriage in front of the new house that the community built for them, which marks a very important new beginning for that particular couple in this very special time of the year, but also marks the beginning and hope for the entire community that you have a new members joining in, and starting their life journey, being supported by the family and friends and community around. So I'd like to see our orchestra also being this, maybe not a young couple, but this organization that, you know, is coming back to life and on the next chapter of our journey, being supported by the other community and being playing an important role in also creating something meaningful for our communities. Our community. So I think this piece is perfect. This music from Appalachian Spring is not only superb composition by one of the best American composers, but I think very fitting for the time and the occasion.
And there's going to be a real intimacy to this piece because you're using the original 13 instrument version.
Yes. We sometimes hear music from that ballet in the full symphonic versions when you have about 75 instrumentalists playing at the same time. We're playing the original version that Copland used when he premiered the ballet with Martha Graham's company. In addition to Copland, another wonderful composition that should remind us all about strings and the sound of nature, singing, birds, etc., is Vivaldi's Flute Concerto, called Goldfinch, very, very famous piece that has beautiful flute solos that very much reminds us of the Goldfinch calls. And Vivaldi actually make a conscientious effort trying to put those little ornaments and passages in flutes to make it sound as if a bird was singing. So very, very beautiful, charming piece from Baroque era. Then on the program is something that maybe doesn't directly refer to spring or nature, but is by a composer who I think always somehow between his lines, between his notes, for me and for many other musicians, has this warmth, has this sunshine, has something very positive that makes his music especially attractive. It's sort of his signature color, so to speak. And this composer is Antonín Dvořák, a Czech composer. We know him for writing the famous New World Symphony. He wrote a total of 9 symphonies. He wrote beautiful opera, Rusalka. He also wrote a great amount of wonderful chamber music, including several quartets. And there's a beautiful slow movement in the quartet number 5 in key of F minor that I arranged for a string orchestra. And we're just going to play this 7-8 minutes beautiful miniature by Dvořák that I think also has this something special, something warm that I believe very much belongs on the program, and I think it will be an interesting presentation to hear the chamber music in the orchestral string orchestra arrangement. To sort of round up our program, we have some American music that has its roots in Louisiana or around Louisiana. We'll do 3 ragtimes. We'll play probably the most famous ragtime ever written, by the godfather of the genre, which is Scott Joplin. Will play a string version of The Entertainer, very, very famous piece. And then two other ragtimes written by a contemporary composer, wonderful pianist, arranger, and composer from Michigan by the name of William Bolcom. I really like Mr. Bolcom's music a lot because he is one of those few American composers that I think masterfully puts together the traditions of old Western European school, so the classical approach to music, with the new fresh elements that jazz and other elements of American ethnic music brought to the library of scores. And his compositions, I think, wonderfully embrace the traditions with the original elements of American music. And among his sort of smaller works is the cycle of ragtime. So, of course, he writes in the style of Scott Joplin, but puts some of the different individual touch on it. So I have chosen two of his ragtimes to complement Scott Joplin. Also sort of write quite happy music. And those three ragtimes will sort of round up our repertoire.
It all sounds very exuberant and spring-like and like revival. Those are lovely choices. And I want to let people know who are just tuning in. My guest is Mariusz Smoly, conductor and artistic director of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. He's here talking about their final concert in this season, Revival. It will take place at St. Mary's Church on Douce in Lafayette. You can get tickets and go to the church to listen to this concert. If you prefer to stay at home, I think some people have gotten used to, I don't know, and listening in their pajamas. But you can, of course, listen virtually, but you can attend this concert. And I know that you, Mariusz, and all the musicians are really looking forward to this performance and being able to see the members of the audience. There's nothing like that, is it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's something special in the air, so to speak, when you have actual presence of people who you know are listening and closely watching what you do. I sometimes call it this sort of an extra instrument, because now the bodies present in the same space with us, they warm, they vibration, everything that sort of is in the air with the audience present makes all the difference. It really makes this live concert and live performance very different from just playing to a camera and few microphones. So we can't wait to see as many of our old and new friends as possible.
Now, how do people get tickets for this? Is it on your website? Is that the best way to
obtain
tickets?
Yes, the best way is to go on our website, which is acadianasymphony.org, and you have option of getting a sort of a virtual ticket and real ticket, or you can simply also just come to the St. Mary's Church on Douce Road on Thursday shortly before 7 o'clock, and I will be happy to sell you a ticket and welcome you back to our musical family.
All right. Well, that's lovely. I'm sure some people have a little question about, are there any restrictions?
There are no restrictions. We're just following all the regulations and the rules that the state and city imposes. We're trying to be as safe as possible, so the musicians on stage, except for those who play wind instruments, they will still wear masks, just as a courtesy to everybody else. We'll try to keep the social distancing as much as possible. I think our estimated amount of people that we think will attend will still allow everybody to have a very comfortable sort of space around them. So please don't fear that you need to be squeezed into a pew with, five people on each side and you barely being able to breathe. I think there will be plenty of room to make this experience very safe, very comfortable, and make us all sort of looking forward to the next month with greater hope, greater joy. And I think music can do this little miracle to our soul. And so I'm inviting everybody to join us for this special occasion.
Well, thank you for being there for all of us throughout the year. Again, supplying music in every which way you can and beautiful virtual performances. We've all been so appreciative of that. And we're all looking forward to this again, live performance at St. Mary's Church on Douce. You can get tickets at the door or on the website, acadianasymphony.org. So, Mariusz, how are you all looking forward to the next year? Do you have a theme already?
Yes, we do have a theme. Mm-hmm. We prepared the season, and we actually plan to unveil the theme and the most important information about the program at our upcoming concert on Thursday.
So, right. So
if you join us, either online or in person, you will learn about our plans, but I'm delighted to let everybody know that we will be around. We will be as strong as ever and marching forward with the best music we can put our hands on and trying to make our community richer through culture, happier through music, and be with the culture, with the music for not only the next year to come, but for the years to come. And we very much appreciate the community support during those difficult times, and we're getting a lot of information, a lot of phone calls, people asking information about the upcoming season. So we can't wait to share all of those details, but most importantly, our season will start again in September 2021. We have about 10 concerts prepared for our community, and again, we can't wait to share the music with everybody.
Very inspiring. And again, thanks from all of us for what you all have been doing over
Thank
the
you.
Years. This Thursday, May 13th, St. Mary's Church in Lafayette, acadianasymphony.org is the website for further information or tickets. Thank you so much, Mariusz, and we look forward to having you back after you have revealed the theme and the season, and we'll talk further about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Tesh Center for the Arts has started a new concert series, a Thursday night concert series that will be taking place in Brobridge at the Tesh Center. For further information, their website is teshcenterforthearts.com. And a local organization is celebrating Zero Waste Week, May 16th through the 22nd. The organization is No Waste Lafayette, and it's a week of opportunities to learn about local zero waste efforts through in-person and virtual activities. If you would like to know more about it, you can go to their Facebook page, No Waste Lafayette. There will be lots of different activities, including reconnecting with nature and looking for upstream solutions, thinking about your consumption and disposal habits. There will be visits to local refill stores and businesses who also help work towards zero waste. There will be research that you can find out more about and a repair event at the Lafayette Public Library at the end of the week for a fix-it event. Again, for information, a complete list of activities, you can go to their Facebook page, No Waste Lafayette. And there will be a songwriters event through the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Roddy Romero and Laura Huval on May 22nd. For information on the location on that and ticket information, you can go to acadianacenterforthearts.org. And for information at the end of this week about UL's commencement, you can go to their website and find out where all of the different commencement activities are taking place, both the general and the different colleges where those individual graduations will take place. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company will be doing a variety of workshops for children, one called Extreme Theater, another Wild Things, and Kids in Showbiz. You can go to their website, childrenstheater.cc, to take a look at what workshops are being offered and when. The Hilliard Art Museum on the UL campus has a number of exhibits on display now, one by Nancy Macko, The Fragile Bee, that will be up through the end of August. The Fragile Bee presents pollinator conservation as an environmental justice issue. Her bees are symbols of a movement that aims to undo the damages humans have done. John Gargano, Le Détroit Industrie, that will be honoring working people and the tools they use, that will be up through the end of July. And Kate Gordon, Alligator Naps, up through the end of June. Rain Bedsole, Water and Dreams will be up through the fall. And Black Nature, Letitia Huckabee, will be up through July 10th. For information on other exhibits and activities, you can stop by their website, hilliardmuseum.org. The Lafayette Science Museum is open on the weekends, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Sundays from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m. For information, you can call the Science Museum or stop by their website. And the Lafayette Public Library is looking forward to summer reading activities and other events for children and adults. Their website is lafayettepubliclibrary.org. And, of course, all of the other parishes in South Louisiana will be offering activities for the summer. You can check with your local parish libraries and branch libraries to find out how you can participate and interact with your library. And we would like to thank everyone who gave during our recent spring fundraiser. Thank you so much for donating and supporting the programs that matter to you. If you weren't able to, there's always time to make a contribution at krvs.org. Just click the red donate button, contribute, take a look at our thank you gifts, and you'll feel really good about supporting KRVS. But thanks to everyone who participated over the past week. And in just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
hit the honky-tonk hardwood floor with me, Steve Craig, on Jukes Cantinas and Ballrooms, Saturdays at 4 p.m.
Support comes from The Vermilion, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's student-run newspaper, which offers students paid positions. For additional information, contact Matthew Tarver at mtarver@louisiana.edu or call 337-482-6958, 337-482-6958.
You're listening to KRVS Public Media, coming to you from the Cypress Lake Studios at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, online at krvs.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.